Good morning, my lord. You're early today.
Of course I'm happy to see you. I was just surprised.
Can I do something for you?
I was just reading.
Yes, I had a lovely breakfast.
Your kitchen wench outdid herself.
Why are you asking?
Really? You're gonna take me outside today?
Yay!
It's been weeks since you took me out last.
No, don't apologize. You still come talk to me every day, even if it's just for a while.
I know you've had a lot to do. Keeping control of the realm these days has really been taking its toll on you. Shutting down the uprising and all that. I'm just really excited to see the outside world with you again. Oh, my lord? Are you really going to make me wear the leash again? Do you still not trust me not to run away? Okay, I understand. I'll brush my hair aside. Here, just attach it to my collar. Let's go. Listen, I can hear the birds already. Wow, the weather is beautiful. The sun feels so nice against my skin. Thank you for taking me out today, my lord. Where are we going? Oh, yes. Just taking a stroll around the garden sounds lovely. It's so pretty here. And it would be a little scary to go beyond the gate. I know you would protect me if anything happened. But you can protect me here too, where it's safe.
This is absolutely wonderful, my lord. Your gardeners are amazing.
All these colors and topiary shapes. It's like a collection of art. That one is shaped like you. It's a bush statue of you. You're so handsome. Can we go to the flower baskets over there? I love the purple shade it has. What are they called?
Are you playing with me? Unicorn petals isn't a real flower, right?
I don't know if I should believe you or not. But whatever they're called, they're pretty. I like them.
Really? Yes. I'd love to have a bouquet of them in my cell.
Thank you, my lord.
You're so sweet.
Yes, you are. There's no one else around. You don't have to act with me. You know that.
I know you're not the grim lord you want everyone else to think you are.
You can be quite the softy.
Yes, a softy. Remember the slave who accidentally broke your precious vase? You told everyone he was going to suffer greatly for his foolery. And when no one saw him again, everyone feared the worst. But you told me the truth. You didn't hurt him at all. You just banished him. If you were truly evil, you would have starved him in your dungeon or had him tortured like the thieves. So no matter what the others think, I know you're a kind master.
You mean, what do who think about you?
You mean the other servants?
I think for the most part everyone respects you. They're afraid to do wrong because they don't want to upset you. But they're not unhappy being here. They're mostly thankful they have a job and a place to stay, I think. They get food and shelter. And that's enough for them to be grateful.
I wouldn't know all that much of it, of course. It's not like I get to spend a lot of time with them. But that's the impression I've been given, at least. They definitely buy the charade you put on. No one but me knows the truth. And I would never betray your trust.
Your kitchen wench believes that you're abusing me when you come up to my cell in the evenings. She stays to chat with me for a while when she delivers my meals. She's always commenting on how strong I am for keeping my spirits up. I like her. Oh, and a secret. Sometimes she sneaks me some extra treats on the weekends. Like an extra slice of pie. You can't punish her for that, though, alright? You don't know about it, promise? Good. What is it? Of course I'm happy here. Why are you asking about it, my lord? Just look at this place. It's beautiful. And from here, the view over the lake is amazing. It's glistening in the sunlight. It's just... Yes, I'm happy. Oh. Happy to live as your captive? I don't like it when you say I'm your captive. It makes it sound like I'm here against my will, and I'm not. I like it here. You treat me well, I'm safe, I'm clean, and I always look forward to your visits in the evenings. So I am happy you picked me. But if I'm allowed to speak freely, it's just the fact that you don't trust me that hurts. I've been here for 2 years now, and you still feel the need to have me on a leash when we go outside. I know you're lonely, and I know you don't want to risk me fleeing. I know you fear that I would share your secrets with the resistance. I just wish you understood that I want to stay with you. But I also understand why you worry. You took me prisoner to keep me as a sex slave. And back then, it's not like I was just gonna let it happen. I didn't know you. All I knew was that you raised my city and took me prisoner. Of course I tried to fight and said some cruel things. But that was 2 years ago and you haven't touched me in that way since then. I told you countless times at this point. I have forgiven you. Long ago. What would it take for me to prove that I'm loyal to you? I'd do anything. And let you do anything. I mean, if you want to use me for the reason you captured me in the first place, I'd let you. If it would prove anything, I want you to. Would that satisfy you, my lord? I'll show you my devotion to you with my body. You picked me for a reason 2 years ago. You could have just taken anyone, but you picked me. Have I changed? Do I not arouse you anymore? I know you would flog any other slave who even suggested these things, but I believe I'm special to you. So, I'm just going to move up real close and it's okay. You won't hurt me. I'm not as fragile as you think. Give in to your urges and take me. Yes, I've wanted you to touch me like this for such a long time. My breast feels so good in your big hands. My entire body shivers when you grope me like that. You own me. You can do whatever you want with me. Fuck, you ripped off my shirt. Feel so warm against my skin.
You're holding me so tight.
My ass. Yes. You can play with my body. I forgot this feeling of seeing you on top of me. How much bigger you are. I remember how I couldn't stop you even if I wanted to. I don't want to stop you now. I want you to use me as you wish, and I'll prove that no matter what you do, I'll never leave your side. Because I know you won't hurt me. Just fuck. You're taking out your cock. It's so much bigger than I remember. Yes. Okay, I'll take it in my mouth. God, you taste so good. Like I can barely fit you in my mouth, but you taste so good, so hot. Am I doing okay? Does it feel good? Fuck. Okay, yes, you can grab my head and control the pace. I'll just... I can... What? Yes, my lord. My body belongs to you. What do you want me to do? Okay, yes. I'll turn around. You want to fuck me from behind? Of course. Pushing me to the ground? I'm sorry, is this better? Oh my god, is that your cock rubbing against my ass? It's covered in my drool. Yes, I'm ready for you. Just push it in. Fuck, you're inside me. I can't believe how fast you did it. You got me stretched wide open for you. It's too tight. You're too big. But it feels so good. You're playing with my little pussy. I can't believe you're forcing it deeper with every thrust. Yes. I love it. My lord, how am I? Fuck. Is my pussy okay? I want to make you happy. That's all I want. Yeah,
I'm so glad. Just knowing that I can make you happy with my body is turning me on so much. I want you to keep fucking me like this, please. Ow. I'm sorry. I won't tell you what to do, I just... Fuck. Okay, I'll be quiet. Oh, fuck. But it feels so good. Thank you. Ow. I love you so fucking much. I love the way you're using me. I love the way you slap my ass. I love it all. You're grunting like a beast. Are you close? Are you gonna come inside me? Lord, it's a dangerous day. I know I can't tell you what to do, but fuck, I want you to come inside me. Please, breed me. Fill my pussy with your cum. Yes, make me bear your child. I love you forever. Please. Yes, yes. Fuck, I can't hold on anymore. I'm so fucking close to. I'm sorry. I'm coming. God, please. Come with me. Come deep inside me. Breed me. Oh, God. I can feel it. I can feel your cum gushing inside me. It's so warm. You're pulling out? What are you? Oh, yes. I like to lie down with you. When you hold your arms around me like this, I feel like this is where I belong. I don't only belong to you. I belong with you. I love you, my lord. I'm so happy. Could I make you feel good too? Thank you. I'm glad. What are you doing with my hair? It tickles. You're taking off my leash? Does that mean you believe me? Oh, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know what to say. Just... Oh, you're taking the collar too? Lord, I'd like to keep it. Oh no, I don't want to be chained again. It's just that I kind of liked it. It's proof that you own me. When I'm alone, I sometimes look at it and remember where I am. It makes me feel safe. Does that make sense? I can keep it? Thank you, my lord. What do you mean? I won't be alone anymore. You're gonna take me to your master room? Really? Oh, I'm so happy. Does that mean I'm gonna become one of your concubines? Yes? Of course I want to. Yes, yes, yes. 1,000 times yes. So... will I be free to walk around the mansion? My lord, You don't have to let me walk freely immediately. I can stay in your chambers. I don't mind. No? You'll let me out? I'll probably stay in your chambers at first anyways. It will be scary to walk around alone. I'll feel safer in bed waiting for you to return. I will make sure the bed is warmed up when you get back. I will never leave your side. I will stay with you forever. I promise.